Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Now, can you do a roll call?
Okay. Dorothy Ziegelbauer?
Here.
Bill Gibbons?
Yep.
Here.
Gary Hefner?
Here.
Dan Castrico?
Here.
Lucy Scully?
Here.
Melissa Horner?
Here.
Joe Ricard?
Here.
And Jeff White?
Here.
Have a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Go ahead.
Discussion?
Yes, I requested that this meeting be adjourned. Due to other obligations, the board denied that request, so I am respectfully stating for the record that there was a request made to move this meeting to a later date, and it was not honored by the board.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Yes.
There was some speculation on some social media sites last night about the timing of Paul's meeting. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the district was served with litigation papers the day before yesterday, which require an answer on Monday in Albany. In order for us to appoint counsel to appear for us in Albany on Monday, the meeting was necessitated to be called yesterday to meet this morning. At this point, I would like to a motion to appoint Shaw Pearlson, the school district's attorney, to represent the district in that litigation matter on Monday. And I have a motion for that.
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yes.
Yeah, this, I'd like to have just a word on this. I'm not going to vote against it, but what I just want to point out, this has been a little heavy-handed. We were told that this is going to be, we're going to have this meeting whether Dorothy shows up or not. That's really kind of heavy-handed. It's really not the way I think this district has supposed to operate. We're here, everybody's here, but that's really, unfortunately, very, very heavy-handed. The other issue is the public, they didn't know it was a public meeting until about 11 o'clock yesterday. So you have this is a major, major move for our district. And again, we continually stumble on these communications, the way we operate, and it really sends a bad message to the community. So I just wanted to make that statement, and then we'll move on.
Why couldn't this have been done at a later time so more people could have shown up? Why is this done in the morning at 9 o'clock?
Sir, there isn't an opportunity for public comment at this. But I will again reiterate, we were served with papers the day before yesterday that require us to appear in Albany on Monday. We need 24 hours to call a meeting to appoint counsel. I can't make it any clearer than that. This was the only time that we were able to do that, to have counsel there on Monday.
But then that's not what the point is having a hearing today.
The hearing is not even part of a meeting.
That no one knows about.
It's on the agenda.
This is a stealth, it's basically a
stealth. Yeah, it's a sneaky move. You're trying to be sneaky. Right. It's all right, you're not gonna like me by the end of this meeting, I can promise you that.
So I would like to make another comment, and that is, it's essential to the maintenance of a democratic society that the public business be performed in an open and public manner, and that the citizens of the state be fully aware of and able to observe the performance of public officials, and attend and listen to the deliberations and decisions that go into the making of public policy. The people must be able to remain informed if they are able to control over those who are their public servants. It is the only climate under which the Commonwealth will prosper and enable a governmental process to operate for the benefit of those who created it. For the record, when I was served with charges, there was a hearing date set today at 9 o'clock in the morning, in the charge papers that were delivered to me on October 1st. So regardless of the fact that there was an action filed in Albany, this meeting and this time and this date were set forth in the charges filed against me on October 1st. So I respectfully submit that this meeting was predestined to be at this date and this time on October 1st and had absolutely nothing to do with the charges that were forced to be filed because this board refused to even respond to my counsel. That's all. The only other thing is there should be public comment in this agenda. Every single meeting that we've has had public comment at it, and I would suggest that we allow the public to comment as well.
Please.
We've appointed the council. We are up to number three, the hearing in the agenda. Did we not vote on something? Someone said we didn't vote on something?
We just discussed.
To appoint counsel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
Aye.
Be it resolved that the board convene an executive session to conduct a hearing regarding school district officer 092421 pursuant to the provisions of public officer law, section 801.1. Can I have a motion?
Can I point of order? Why don't we have the public comments first, and then we should do this?
Yeah.
Since we're
yeah.
obligated to do public
comments.
Yeah,
that would
comments.
Be wonderful.
We would like transparency.
Yeah, then you can go and do a resolution.
Our council has a point to make.
Yeah, just a point of order on the resolution. It should be 108.1.
108.1. Okay. Can you say that?
No.
So let's do the public comments, and then we can do the resolution, and we can do it all right.
We have we called a special meeting. Ordinarily, we don't do public comment in a special meeting. I don't want to deny the public the opportunity to comment. I will add public comment after the hearing, because I do not know how long this is going to take. The room is full. We have a hard stop at 2:30 for the PTO carnival that we're all going to go to. And I want to get to this.
I think this is a little more important than a carnival, but whatever. Let's
Dan,
get to the bottom of this first before we're worried about a carnival, all right?
Dan, you were the guy who publicly said many, many times when we had special meetings that you didn't want to deny the public to speak. You talked about freedom of speech.
Absolutely.
We have public comments at the beginning, and we have public, and you, more than any other member, always insisted that we had public comments last year. So I would suggest let the people have their say. Those who want to go home can go home, and those who want to stay, stay. But we're not going to stop this because of a carnival. You know, we need to. Let's have the public comments and let the people speak.
I suggested that the most efficient way to conduct this is to put public comment after the hearing. Joe has suggested that we put public comment before the hearing. I put it to the vote of the board. Those in favor of having public comment before we begin the hearing, please respond with an aye.
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 Four.
Is that four?
Yep.
Right. Okay.
But that means you voted no, Dan? Let's get the rest of the votes. Who's voting no to this?
I'm voting to have the public comment after the hearing.
All right. Lucy, how are you voting?
But that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. For four.
All right. You're for it. Okay.
Fine.
Let's go. So just Dan voting before. Against it. Okay. Let's go.
All right.
So are we allowed to talk?
I will.
So why are we here today?
Should we use the podium?
You want me to get up to the podium? I'll get up to the podium. Not a problem.
It's a public comment. Before we begin, the citizens of this hearing involves confidential information regarding special education, regarding folks at this school, confidentiality as whistleblowers, and you may ask a lot of questions.
That I want answers to.
That you're probably not going to get answers to.
That's not transparency, though.
We are a public body that tries to conduct its hearings and its meetings in public, but there are overriding issues here of confidentiality of children, of employees, that we're just not going to violate.
Okay.
So you go.
Please
state your name for the record.
My name is Sean Garley. I've gone to school here. I've gone through the entire Tuxedo School District. I'm a disabled veteran during the Iraq War. I'm also a special ed student that went here my entire years. Commenting on that, leaking my information if I was a special ed student and my name was mentioned in a school board meeting, I'd be livid. I'd be absolutely livid, especially for someone who's a lawyer. I got to be honest with you. If you can't keep confidentiality of children with their IEPs, how the hell are you a lawyer? How are you a lawyer? And you're running for town supervisor? You can't even manage this school board, but you want to manage this town. Are you joking me? It's an absolute joke. It's an absolute joke. And you can sit there and you can roll your eyes all you want, because I gave you the right to sit there and roll your eyes for the country that I have defended. At least have the respect for when I'm talking to you, look at me, because that's disrespectful. You do what you want, but I'm telling you right now, what you're doing here is despicable, absolutely despicable. So you have your minions on the board and you do what you want to do, but I'm going to tell you something right now, you just made an enemy. I'm promising you, you made an enemy here. I'll be so far up your ass, you won't be able to fart. Good luck.
Oops.
Anyone else? Ken, please. Good
morning, I'm Ken English, Tuxedo Town resident. Supervisor. The only question I'm just not understanding what the litigation is about. I don't think that's been explained.
To be honest, I haven't seen the papers to speak exactly as to what was in them for the litigation.
Is that
so
a
you call a
answer?
Hearing for something you haven't seen?
That's not why we call in a hearing. Call the meeting to appoint counsel.
Is the public document that you received available for the public to view?
Would it be?
Yes,
it would foil?
Be foilable.
Be foilable.
It has to go through a foil process just to see that?
I mean, I haven't seen it. It came in yesterday.
No, I know, but can we see it?
What is the document called so that we can ask for a foil?
David, what is it called?
It's an appeal to the commissioner by DZ.
Yeah, this is kind of important. Do they have to foil it? Can't we just put it out?
If you want legal advice, you're going to have to ask me that in executive session or else waive attorney-client privilege.
I gotcha.
So it's my document, so I believe I can respond. The name of the actual document submitted to the U.S. or to the New York Board of Education is Appeal of D.C. from Proposed Action of the Board of Education of the Tuxedo Union Free School District. There's a notice of petition and verified petition. There's a verification sheet. There's an affidavit. And there's Exhibits A through G.
Have you been able to summarize the overall topic as to what this is about?
I'm asking that the board member not do that from the board.
It's okay, I can tell you.
If she wants to have a private meeting with whoever she does about her own litigation, she's welcome to do so, but not from the board seat. Any other public comment?
I'd like to make a comment.
Sure.
Anybody mind if I take my mask off?
No.
Good morning, trustees, hearing officer Hoffman, Mr. Shaw, and Superintendent White. I am Marion Walsh, and I am attorney for Ms. Dorothy Ziegelbauer from Linton Close. And I just wanted to make my opening, part of my opening statement in public, because I think the public has a right to hear it. As many of you know, this hearing involves charges that were served on Ms. Dorothy Ziegelbauer on October 1st, 2021. Therefore, official misconduct, alleged official misconduct. The first one is that in or about
August 9th. Excuse me, Ms. Walsh. We are about to make a motion to go into executive session. I'm not sure if
No,
you said public comment first. You're the guy that appeals for public comments all the time.
I am not sure if the document that you are about to read, right, contains information that would be suitable for the public or not. I see my opponent, my attorney, is raising
his hand. Should know.
Yep.
Stop being shady. The public needs to know what's going on.
If I heard you correctly, this is the beginning of your opening statement for the hearing rather than a public comment.
It's a public comment and my opening statement. I will not read the charges if I don't have to read the charges if that disturbs the board, but I do want to just talk to the public and answer some of the questions people had and tell you who I am as well.
If I may, the hearing is not part public and part private. The board needs to determine if it's public or private. And if it's private, the opening statement should be reserved for that record.
Respectfully, Mr. Shaw, I requested that the hearing be held in public, both through my counsel and directly.
There's been a resolution passed to hold it privately.
We haven't voted on that resolution yet.
The public has a right to know that this charge involves an inadvertent email sent to the wrong person in an inadvertent email. That's why this board is removing a trustee you have duly elected twice. And the other reason is because she retained and did not give out a report received in executive session. There is no charge that she released any information. And I just want to say that I, as a citizen of New York, and as not just an attorney, but as someone who has sat in your shoes as a board member, first, I appreciate your service. I understand this is an extremely difficult time to serve in the community, especially during COVID. Ms. Ziegelbauer served as board president during probably the most difficult year to be a member of leading a school district, 2021. And she has served on this board longer than anyone. She deserves respect and she deserves due process. She deserves the public to hear this. I have served on board for 9 years and across the river in the Westchester community, and I served as board president for 3 years. And during that time, we faced crises unimaginable. We had a cross burning related to district incidents. We had the death of a student. We had serious litigation for years from one board member. Yet we never took this step of bringing charges against each other. We were respectful. We recognized that we were serving the public. And we gave each other the due respect as professionals. So while I appreciate your service, I think this is an attack on Ms. Ziegelbauer, and it is nothing else. It's retaliation, and it is a sham and Kafkaesque. So I ask that the public do be included in this entire deliberation, and there's only one rational outcome for this this hearing today. So I will give more of my statement later. I'm not going to go into more of it, but we will have more details later. I also just wanted to emphasize, I appreciate mentioning service. I am also a military parent, a parent of four, and a grandparent. So thank you for listening, and we'll have the deliberation. I don't think we're going to finish at 2:30, though. And the only other thing I wanted to add, just to answer your question, the only papers served in Albany were necessitated by the board's refusal to adjourn this meeting. We had given good cause why Ms. Ziegelbauer could not attend, why I could not attend, for work obligations. Ms. Ziegelbauer gave exigent circumstances why she couldn't attend. And in 30 years of practicing as an attorney, I've never seen anyone not grant a reasonable adjournment like that. So the only way we could request a stay is to go to the commissioner in Albany. And that's the only reason we filed papers. And we also did request recusal of the board president, which commissioner did not grant the request because of the 3 business days necessitated for response. I'm happy to work with Mr. Shaw on what we need to do if he needs more time, but I do think that we need to during this hearing dismiss these charges and let Ms. Ziegelbauer serve the public faithfully as she has done for the past 5 years. Thank you.
But, Ms. Walsh, you just made an assertion as to why the commissioner didn't grant your motion. And, I don't know why the commissioner didn't grant your motion. There's no reason that was given, was there?
Mr. Shaw.
If I may speak for a moment.
Yeah.
My name is David Shaw. I've been the attorney for the school district since 1985 and have represented probably about 100 school districts over the past 45 years. With respect to these proceedings, it should be known that hearings regarding the removal of a school district officer are not public in nature. There's a special exception under the Public Officers Law, Section 108.1, that allows for these matters to be heard privately. That's what this board has chosen to do. With respect to transparency and in the interest of privacy rights, it's appropriate for the board not to hold a public hearing. Nevertheless, there has been legal process so far, the appeal to the commissioner. The commissioner abided by the usual rule of not staying a proceeding unless there were at least 3 days' notice given to the opposing party. That wasn't done in this case. The responsive papers are due on Monday, and I would submit that the public, in terms of transparency, has the right to know. They have the right through FOIL to see copies of the papers, both what was served and what will be the response papers, and they should be available by the middle part of next week.
But Mr. Shaw, how is that transparency when it's already happened after the fact? How do we know in real time of what's happening until after it's done?
At this point, you have papers that have been filed making one point.
Yeah.
An answer has not been filed. So there's no coins with helmy heads, right? Every coin has a head and a tail.
Yeah.
In the middle of the week, when the answer has been filed, when the documents are foiled, you will be able to see the heads and the tails.
Yeah, but then that decision has already been made with this board, correct? Of whether the Ziegelbauer is going to be on the board or not.
The commissioner will make their decisions and rulings, and that's a path that's been chosen, and we didn't choose it.
No, you guys just created the mess, that's all.
But you did choose to notice this meeting with 24 hours notice, which forced an appeal to the commissioner not to be done in a timely manner because there wasn't 3 days before the meeting was posted in order for the commissioner to review it. So this board precipitated those circumstances.
I just have one more thing to say.
I, as the duly elected official, waived my right to have the hearing, a closed hearing, and requested and still requesting that this hearing be held in public. There is no confidential information other than that of myself and my family and my actions on this board that will be reviewed and or deliberated by this board.
That's not true.
That's not true at all.
There's confidential information by employees and staff and other people
that
too.
We haven't ever voted on whether or not this is going to be public or private.
Right.
At least I haven't voted on it.
We're going to move on that as soon as Mr. Shaw is done.
I just wanted to clarify a fact regarding the notice of the hearing versus the notice of the meeting. The hearing is something that can be conducted regardless of the open meetings law. There didn't have to be a notice to the public about this hearing. There did have to be a notice to the public about a meeting at which you would be appointing counsel to defend the litigation in order.
So have we done everything properly thus far to proceed?
You two are lawyers, you should know better.
Appointment and the hearing?
I haven't asked you to change your course.
Okay. Thank you.
We got a question over here.
Just one more question. I'm still not clear. Is item number two to appoint counsel the same topic as this executive session topic?
No.
No.
I didn't think so, but it's really not clear.
So the notice was for the appointment of counsel, which we did moments ago. That requires the notice, et cetera. The hearing was always scheduled for today. Everybody knew that. Didn't have to be noticed in the same manner.
So the notion as to why you needed to appoint a counsel, I think you guys are still deciding whether it needs to be foiled or whether it will be public.
I'm not sure. We might release it, but I haven't seen
Gary,
it.
Gary, so. You could foil it. I think you got to say you're speaking for yourself. I know you're a prosecutor, but you're not an attorney for the district. So let our attorney speak as for attorney matters.
I did. Is that everything we've done properly?
But just make sure that you're doing it. You're speaking as an individual. You're not representing the board. Now, Dan,
no, I'm representing the board when I say counsel's advised us.
Well, you're not representing.
I am representing the board when I say that counsel has just advised
Gary,
us that as to the notice that was only required for the appointment of counsel,
okay,
which happened
Gary,
36 hours ago, he's advised us that everything's been done properly. The hearing wasn't noticed, doesn't need to be noticed, but it was discussed. Many people knew about it.
Now, my question is very simple. I'm not trying to question your process.
I'll just see ordering it up for you. So
I want to make sure we don't proceed.
Just the two subjects, I understand that, the need to, apparently there's some kind of action being taken on Monday.
Right.
And just trying to understand what that topic is about.
Right.
And I'm understanding that
I don't think anybody in the board has seen those papers. Council just made them aware of us, which is why we were urgently having this meeting, the portion of the meeting to appoint counsel.
I don't know why you have a meeting without reviewing the paperwork first. That sounds ridiculous. I'm just letting you know. That sounds so retarded.
Council, is that retarded or is that something else?
Dan, I think you need to take control of the meeting here.
Yeah, we're about to, but go ahead.
Okay. I want to make sure everything's done right, Dave.
Right. The hearing that you will be conducting relates to charges they were referred to briefly by opposing counsel. That's what your business is about. The commissioner's business is about whether or not the proceedings to this point in time and perhaps beyond are regular and consistent with the education law. So they are discrete, and the issues will catch up to each other in a relatively short period of time.
But Mr. Shaw, when everything's hidden behind closed doors in executive sessions, when stuff is being said that doesn't belong being said, how is that transparency to the public? I'm just curious.
Well, what can be discussed in executive session is very well defined in the open meetings law.
Yeah.
And privacy rights are very well defined under the public officers law.
Yeah.
Student rights are defined in FERPA and education law 2D. And I think it would be an oversight to think that there aren't privacy rights and not knowing exactly what's been reported about, what's been attributed to certain people.
Well, I understand.
It's very hard to judge that without that knowledge.
Well, I understand what you're saying about privacy rights. When someone else's privacy is disregarded and spoken about, why isn't that made, at this point, why isn't it made public? Because it's already been made public, and isn't that why we're here?
David,
you can't answer it.
Okay. I appreciate the man, what he's saying. He doesn't understand the entire story, and we can't divulge the entire story. So, at this point, there's a motion on the floor.
I just have one more question.
We're done with the...
Is the public allowed...
Well, we work for the public. You're voted in by the public.
Yeah.
Is the public allowed...
You're done with the public. You're ridiculous.
Is the public allowed to request notes taken during the executive session? I believe they are.
Yeah.
That it's in the law book that we are allowed the notes from executive session.
I'll give legal advice in response to that question to the board at an appropriate time. But I don't think I should give any legal advice on that.
Get up. You need to step down and you need to leave. You're not right for this job and you're not right for the town supervisor job. Good luck in life, sir.
At this point, there's a motion on the floor to convene the hearing in executive session. Any further discussion amongst the board members?
Yes, I've waived that right.
We have been advised by counsel that There is legal precedent, cases on point, where when we're going to discuss the kind of confidential things that are going to go on, that it's perfectly appropriate that we hold this meeting in executive session. All those in favor of holding the meeting in executive session, please respond with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries. At this point, we'll convene into executive session. There is a possibility that we will be taking action when we return to open session. At this point, I think it's easier if we clear the room. I think we're going to need to use this room. I don't know if there's an available place in the school for folks to wait. It's a nice day. There's some tables outside with tents, and if you'd like to do that.
How will you announce when your session's over?
Loudly, I guess.
We'll try to put right up on where people are.
Try to find where people are.